And welcome to the weekly installment of our lovely show.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to
WMFO
91.5 FM
Freeform Radio.
And Bedford. And that is who we are. That is what you're listening to. And thank you for joining us once again.
Yes, I am Daniela, and this is...
I am Ben. And this is the show. Oh, I see. This is Blizzquake. It has been, we are rusty is what we are.
You know what?
Wait, we lost you. Hold on. Say it again.
You know what I was told that we should name our show instead?
What?
Area Woman and Area Man.
You're listening to Area Woman and Area Man. And we are coming to you live from the area.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Studio Bromfield.
Yeah, Daniela is currently at Studio Brom. How is it over there? What's the weather like?
Oh, it's chilly. And we had construction in front of our house all day.
For what reason? What are you constructing?
Take it up with Eversource. I don't know.
It's probably a gas line broke, so consider yourself lucky.
No, it's... Okay, no. You're the one with the gas line issue.
I sure am.
It's time to update it, I think, or something.
Have we talked about my gas line issue on the show?
No, we haven't. So talk about your gas line issue.
All right, let me tell this story. The story's pretty good, I think. So I'm cooking pasta, as I do, which requires a burner on our stove. So I turn one on, cook the pasta, I go about my business, and I go to my room. Then we have... I do smell something, but it kind of smelled... I don't know. It was off for sure, but not like a familiar kind of off. And then... My housemate Chris comes like running down the stairs and he's like, "Do you smell that?" And I say, "Smell what?" And he says, "Natural gas." And I say, "That makes a lot of sense, is what that makes." And we like run to the kitchen. There's no burners on. There's nothing that's up, but it smells so, so strong. And what I realize is that there is a natural gas leak inside my house because it smelled like it, but also kind of different than like Midwest natural gas. Like, I think they use a different chemical or something.
Interesting.
I don't, that fact is not verified, but I do think it was a different smell. And that's why I didn't
have
like
immediately. Have you had a gas leak in the Midwest?
Sure have. And it smells like sulfur, like eggs almost, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like rotten eggs, which it was different here. Anyway, so we're like, okay, here's what we do. We call Pete. Pete will solve our problem.
What, are you kidding me?
Our landlord, we call Pete Kerfot. I won't say his whole name. Anyway, we call Pete, and Pete is like I call him, I text him and I'm like, "Hey Pete, we have a gas leak," and he's like silent. He does not respond to this text, and I call him. And then he doesn't answer that, but he sends me a text saying, "Hey Ben, I saw your text. I'll call you back in 10 minutes." And we're like, we are sitting inside this house with an active gas leak, and you're gonna wait 10 minutes? Anyway, I call him a couple more times. Eventually, he answers, and he's like, "Hey, Ben, I'll be right over. I'll deal with it immediately. Don't even worry." So we're like, okay. So we're just like, it's like a bunch of us, like, everyone in my house, and then, like, their girlfriends are all, like, in this house, like, sitting here, like, this is going really well. This is great. It's, like, 7 p.m., and 10 minutes later, Pete shows up. And we all like take, and he's like wearing a mask, whatever. We all walk to the kitchen and we're like, "Hey Pete, so this is where we think the gas leak is, because this is the source of gas in this house. As you know, it is your house." And and we like see that Pete has like some plasticky object like in like a clamshell packaging. And we're like, I think we didn't say anything because it's like an awkward situation and there's like one of us and like we're all there, whatever. And like our landlord's there, which is just like, you know, Monday night, 7 p.m. kind of mood. And we're all like, I think we discuss this later, all simultaneously like, "Oh, good. Pete has a tool to find the gas leak. We're in good hands." Like, that is the thought we all have collectively on our own. No. That is not what it was. Pete had a lighter in a package. And we're like, okay, interesting. So we're all standing in our kitchen. And he, like, opens the lighter and puts it lit next to every single burner and does not find a gas leak. Which...
It's a heater. It's one of your heaters, your radiators.
So, no, but before, even before, what this means to me is that we're lucky, actually, that he didn't find the source of the gas leak right now. Because if he had, we all would have exploded. That's like the number one thing you're just not supposed to do is light a fire near where you think the gas leak is. So we're not done. Pete opens the oven, sticks his entire head inside, and does the same thing with the lighter.
Oh my god.
Again, lucky. No, we did not find the source of the gas leak. And he says, call National Grid. He actually, like, pulls the oven away from the wall, starts grumbling about it, dismantling it, whatever. And then he says, okay, call National Grid. They'll deal with it right away. They'll be right over. It's the whole thing, whatever. And we're like, okay, Pete, is there anything you want us to tell them, whatever? And he's like, no, no, just call me when they get here. I'm going to go home and eat some mini frosted Wheats.
What? He said that.
Verbatim, verbatim quote. Pete leaves, eats his mini frosted Wheats, National Grid shows up, and we're so excited. Because, like, National Grid, classic Bostonian. Pete, classic Bostonian. They both arrive on the scene, and Pete goes, hey, how are ya? And the guy goes, hey, how are ya? And it's, friendship immediately. They got along
friendship
so...
Friendship immediately.
They got along so well. And, yeah, so then we invite National Grid into our home. And he has this thing called the sniffer. And the sniffer sniffs out the gas. It's very sensitive. We do the whole thing, finds no gas leak. Then we do the heaters, no gas leak. We're just down there, like, chit-chatting. Everyone's like, are we gonna die? Everyone has, like, the realization that we all have had a pounding headache for, like, several hours. And by, like, 9:30, I've called all my friends to figure out whose backyard I can put my tent in for the night.
You didn't call me.
Well, your backyard is made out of gravel. It's like, it's your backyard's not grassy. I want a grassy backyard. And it was going to rain at 5 a.m., which was going to make this camping outside thing horrible. But I had secured a backyard. I just didn't have a place I could go, you know? So by like 9:30, National Grid has left. We have not identified the source of the gas leak. And then I slept with the window open for a couple days. And it seems to have resolved itself. Very
what they say? Like, what they say?
They were like, there's no gas leak. Oh, here's the last thing I forgot. It's that I got gaslit by my landlord about a gas leak. He walks into the house the first time at the beginning, and he's like, oh, there's absolutely a gas leak in here. Very bad. We need to deal with it. And then National Grid shows up, and he's like, there's no gas leak. And we're like, hey, Pete, remember an hour ago when you said that there was a bad gas leak? What happened to that, Pete? Anyway, the problem seems to have resolved itself. I don't know. I'm not so concerned anymore. But, yeah. So, if you know any good, what are they, plumbers for gas?
I don't know, dog.
If you know any gas plumbers, call in 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. If you are a gas plumber, let me know. All right, we're gonna play some jams. So thank you for listening
play
to my story.
Jams.
Also, if my house explodes, this is admissible in court. And here we go.
I don't care, you're my friend. can't keep his cool. Dressing for impressing, make a gentleman act a fool. Well, I know.
Champagne tasting Coca-Cola in the hands of my love, and oh, my love does it good. All of us. Candy darling got it started.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. You listened to a bunch of music.
and that's a fact. You truly did.
Yeah, you did.
Did you like it? No one called it's in.
It's PSA time.
And let's go.
So yeah.
Are we ready? I have some sounds I want to play to get people in the mood.
Alright, okay. Play some sounds.
Alright, let's hear them. Ah, we got an ad. Hold on, all right. Everyone. Alright, we're ready.
Alright. May. Or, just kidding. November is National Bike Month. And the third week of November is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of the year to try this beautiful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable. But it's important to follow the rules of the road. Motorists passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass and then give adequate clearance. Cyclists should always try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it's safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should lose... What? Sorry. should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere.
They're under your bed, those distracted drivers.
Oh my god, I don't even want to continue. Anyways, the cyclists have the same rights, the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I hope you realize that when I read that, 75% of it, I had no idea what I was saying that was coming out of my mouth. I just said words. Like, I was so zoned out.
These things are also, like, written, like, the way that... Little behind the scenes here. We don't know that much about how these things end up in the binder that we read.
I don't.
We know nothing. So, it feels like somebody wrote it with their eyes closed, and then they, like, went through and just took the first suggestion for the spell check on every single word. And then they did not read it another time and sent it to WMFO, and they printed it out without reading it, and they put it in our binder. So
pretty much.
It's very clunky, usually.
Yeah, clunky is a good way of describing it.
How did we like the bike sounds? There are a lot of the same kind of bike sounds.
You know, I didn't hear any of them, but I trust you. Those.
Let's hear a different one. Ah, we got another ad. This one's for Adobe Photoshop. Ooh. Okay, wait.
Ooh. But yeah.
Oh, these are good. Ooh, these are better. These are way better. Ooh, do you hear? You know that clicky noise that bikes make sometimes?
Yeah, I like kind of repetitive noises sometimes. Is that weird?
A little, but it's okay. All right, we're done. We're done with the royalty-free bike sounds. So yeah, should we play more music? I feel like that's why.
I think that's why everyone's here to listen. So
okay,
why not?
All right, here they go. Yeah. All right, love.
All right, mate. Enjoy.
I'm searching. For my true love, and I know she's there. Just carry on, just carry on, and I promise. Just hold on. So I'm trying to be the work goes on. Yes, the work goes on. Yes, the work goes on. One day. We'll be holding. will be holding
mess was yours. keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some things I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
Cause though the truth may
is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang around. I'll see you.
Yeah. Girl, you and I would die, unbelievers bound to the tracks of the train.